If you want to get married, take a wife, and then have your sodomy and pleasure while your wife takes care of the kids.
We want to raise a child together.
You're weak. We are like Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, these were the sins of your sister Sodom. Pride, fullness of bread, abundance of idleness, and every filthiness and abomination was found in her. It's a paraphrase from Ezekiel. Pride and fullness of bread, abundance of idleness breeds abominations such as these. But it is the root causes. See, the thing is, it's one thing to take, oh, we're going to work. Well, God's cursing our nation because of the homosexuals and the abortion. Get to the root causes. We need to get to the root causes of these things and the root sins. Our abundance of idleness, our pride, too much bread. I'd say, wait, get your own house in order. And then you can preach with sincerity. And perhaps some will hear you. I'm not concerned what our nation does because God is going to keep me in the midst of whatever troubles that come. You know, I look at Jesus, the way he loved Jerusalem. I feel like that about America. I love America because it's my country. Because these are my people, my neighbors, my friends. But as Jesus, sometimes all you can do is weep. You rebuke, you speak, and no one hears. What are you going to do? We're going to make them comply. We're going to pass laws. We're going to stop them. You're not stopping wickedness. You're covering your own butt. But you haven't really done. You think by, well, we'll stop them from marrying so we won't all be cursed. If we let them get married, then our whole nation is going to be cursed. We're already cursed because of our sins. Well, but not our sins aren't as bad as theirs. Now you're just fooling yourself. Yours are worse because you say you believe in Christ. Someone says, I don't believe in God. I don't fear God or man. And they're a sinner. That's not as bad as someone says, I believe in Jesus and sins. To him that has much, much is required. To him that hath, is requirement made. You've got that faith. Add to your faith. Virtue, to virtue, knowledge, to knowledge, temperance, to temperance, godliness, to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. We've got to add to our faith, and then we become truly rich.